Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Good morning, campers! Pick up your coffee cup, make a cup of tea, pour yourself a beer. Hair of the dog, it's the Francine Marie Show!
Good morning, thanks for joining us. It's that time again. 24 hours of booty. that just cracks me up. You can go right now to 24foundation.org. Spencer Luters is back with us because it's the 21st annual 24 hours of booty. Did we not just do this?
Right. Well, yeah, it feels like it. You know, it comes around every year at the end of July. And boy, I'll tell you what, though, I look forward to it just because it's so much fun. And it's like a reunion, you know, it's great.
And it all is for a great cause. So let's talk about the cause, because we can walk or run, we can ride or do whatever we wanted to do. But normally people bring their bikes out. So tell us where the money goes. Tell us about the volunteers.
Right. Well, the money goes right here in this community. You know, it is in the cancer space. But one thing that I like to distinguish and explain to people is, you know, when people get diagnosed with cancer, they have, you know, sort of deer in the headlights moment. And then they think, how am I going to get through this? And then what happens when I'm through with my treatment? How do I get my life back? And so, you know, those two things are called navigation and survivorship, right? So cancer research is a huge, you know, multi-billion dollar industry. But we felt like what we needed to do was make immediate impact on people. And so when people need it today, they need our help. And so we focus on navigation survivorship services. And so people are using our services in Charlotte as we speak today. They'll be using it tomorrow and the next day and the next day. So the money we raise goes to Levine Cancer Institute and Levine Children's Hospital, paying for navigators, paying for survivorship services that are free to the cancer patients. And it helps them do those things, get through their treatment better, better outcomes, and then they get their life back quicker.
Ah, because there is no roadmap, is it?
Well, there is a roadmap, but you don't know what it is, right? It's nobody really studies this in advance. So even people I know who know me, who've known me for decades, they get diagnosed and they don't, they should know, I would think. They know me and they know what I do. And they're like, what do I do? Right. So it's something it's hard to plan for, but fortunately, patient navigators know everything and they can help you walk through all the steps, learn all you need to know, get to the treatment you need to get to, get in the trials you need to. And it takes an enormous amount of stress off the patient and their families.
America loves their cancer. It's a horrible thing, but it just every single day, somebody's diagnosed.
Yeah, there's a lot of diagnoses happening every day. Fortunately, the science is getting better and the treatment protocols are getting better. And so we're seeing more survivors who get their life back and can go out there. And, you know, we have a lot of survivors who come out at 24 Hours of Booty. And it's amazing because they say, hey, look, you know, I'm just like you. You guys, these programs helped me. And I'm here to support the next survivors that come through and let them know that it's okay. You'll make it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Does diet ever change? I know you're not a dietitian. Most of us aren't, but is it dietary? Like people want to know, well, what caused it? Was it the food I ate? Was it the environment I live in? People want to know the bottom line. And then how do we eradicate it? I've heard a lot about these medical beds. We got to come up with some kind of cure soon because it's already out of control, but we definitely have to talk about the 300 volunteers needed. 300 volunteers.
Well, yes. And here's why, right? Think about we're closing down a 3-mile section of in the middle of Charlotte, in the middle of Myers Park. And there's a lot of neighborhood roads. There's a lot of things when you have 1200 people who are going around the loop and they need to eat and they need to have entertainment and programming. And it takes a lot of people. There's a lot of CMPD officers out there. But we like having a lot of people there because what we do that's, I think, different than a lot of other events is the experience is top shelf. Everything we do is going to be high quality. So we make sure we have enough people there to give people directions, to help them get where they need to go, To make sure there's people on every corner for all 24 hours. So yeah, it takes a lot of people, but boy, it's fun. I mean, even the teenagers like to do it in the middle of the night, right? They like being out there and volunteering in the middle of the night. So it's fun. It gets done.
I'd love to see their posts. Hey, mom, I'm going to 24 hours of booty to volunteer, because you need teens. How young can we be, Spencer?
Well, from a participant standpoint, we have definitely have young, we've had elementary school teams, we've had high school teams, middle school teams. And, you know, team is a, I use that in the loose sense of the word, right? So people are banding together to form a team to ride together, but there's no competition in this thing. Nobody's winning based on mileage. If anything, we're competing to raise the most money as possible. That's really what it's about. But we have people that, I mean, you'd be surprised that these kids who can raise a lot of money when they tell people, their friends and family, neighbors, what they're doing, and people support it. It's amazing. It's awesome.
Awesome. So there's a breakdown of volunteer shifts, so we don't have to do all 24 hours. We can do it in 4-hour increments. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's what my kids like to volunteer at the drink stations. And fill up people's bottles and put out Gatorades and sports drinks and stuff like that. So yeah, you can volunteer in short sections, a couple hours at a time. And you can even pick kind of what you want to do. So there's a lot of opportunities on the volunteer side too.
So talk more about this booty store, Spencer. Booty store.
Well, look, people love the swag, right? So obviously, with a name like 24 Hours of Booty, it's a bit tongue in cheek. We're having a bit of irreverence around the name. It's at the Booty Loop. I didn't name it the Booty Loop, by the way. It was called the Booty Loop, but 24 Hours of Booty is a fun name. So we definitely have some booty swag at the booty store. And, people put it out in their cars. They have clothing they're wearing around when they're riding, or just t-shirts and stuff. And so it's fun. I mean, you know, that's part of the fun of doing this, is that, you know, we're making a really significant impact, which is the best part of it, but we're having a little bit of fun along the way. And to be honest, I feel like the last couple of years, people have forgotten how to have a little fun, right? Everyone's been kind of sheltered and sitting at home or whatever. And this is a great way to get out and have some fun.
The volunteers you've had and the participants over 21 years, what would that be? What would that number be?
You know, we've raised over $25 million. So that is a significant number that goes, that's, you know, top of mind all the time, because that's helping people directly, right? So, but if you think about how many people that have come through the organization, whether participating, volunteering, impacted by the services who have used the services that we're funding, I mean, it's thousands upon thousands, I mean, over 100,000 easily. So the impact that the folks that are participating in 24 Hours of Booty, that I want them to understand that, like, it's the impact that they're making on this community is massive, right? It's hard to even fathom, right? But it does make an immediate, direct impact. They're helping people in this community. It's really gratifying. For a time, we expanded into other cities. We had a conscious decision to say, listen, Charlotte's our home. There's tons of people moving here. We can have an enormous impact if we just sort of double down on doing things in this community. And it feels really good, because we know people who are using these services. They're right here. They're our neighbors, right? So we have basically focused the last few years on doing things in Charlotte and just having a larger impact in this community.
And you have made the impact of all impacts. Folks can go right now. It's 24foundation.org. We're talking to our amazing one. It's Spencer Luters. So we got to mark the calendars. It's a Friday and Saturday event.
No? Right. 24 hours. So it starts at 7 p.m. on Friday. And the reason for that is we have to have the event finished, because there's churches on the loop. So we have to be done by Saturday night. And but I will tell you, on Friday night, you will be amazed. I encourage anybody in the community, whether they're participating, whether they're volunteering, or they just want to come out and help celebrate, the amount of energy on the Booty Loop on Friday night at 7 o'clock is breathtaking. I mean, the neighbors are having parties in their yards. There's survivors out riding. Everyone's on their bikes. The lights are flashing. The roads are closed. So it's just like, that feeling is my favorite part of the year. It's just so It's so energizing, and you really see the impact that we're making on the community by seeing all those people in action together.
So what if we pull up Friday at 7 p.m.? Is it too late to sign up?
I would encourage people to sign up as soon as possible, and here's why. We're trying to raise money, right? So the earlier you get in, the more time you have to send emails out. We help you personalize a page so you can send it out to friends and family. Walking up the day of the event, I think it's not giving a full chance to raise money, to be part of this community, to see the stories. And so I would encourage people to get involved in some way as early as possible, just so we can do this journey together.
Awesome. And then that Friday and Saturday, definitely the 29th and the 30th. This is the booty event we've been waiting for all year. So if you want to be a volunteer, please get your paperwork in now. Just go to the website. Now they're all over the place. On Twitter, it's 24 Foundation. On Instagram, it's at 24_Foundation. Facebook, 24 Foundation. Or you can just go right now, 24foundation.org. That's it. We can sign up to be a volunteer. We can find out what we need. We can do all that. But guess what? If we don't ride a bike, or we don't want to walk, or we don't want to come out, we can unloop. We can do the virtual thing.
That's right. Unlooped, we discovered during the pandemic, when we were completely virtual in 2020, and so many people like doing that we continue it, because there's people who don't want to come out and ride on the booty loop with everybody else, but they would rather walk in their neighborhood and for as long as they want, one lap, an hour, who knows? And so we just let people have the freedom to do the unlooped. And there's hundreds of people who do that, who would rather do that than come out to the booty loop, or maybe they're remote or whatever. And it's worked out great. So yeah, Unlooped is also an option. It's also on the website. You can register and learn more about it there.
Awesome. Let's raise more money. Yes. It's a good feel. It's a good, you know, if cancer had a good feel, this is a good feel you're going to feel. Yeah.
So 100%.
Yeah. I want to thank you, and good luck this year and raise that money.
Thank you so much. I hope to see everybody out there. It's a wonderful time. Like you said, it's high energy. I think we just need to have some fun for a change. And this is a fun way to do it and make a huge impact in the community.
Please, let's have some fun. All right. It's 24foundation.org. Thank you, Spencer Luters.
Thank you.
Well, your 1 hour public talk radio is up. That was a good segment, right? Well, join us next weekend, same time, same station. I am your hostess of the mostest, Francie Marie. And until we meet, and you know one day we will, I need you to have a good week. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you for joining us for the Francine Marie Show, where we address issues concerning you and your family.
That's all for now. See you next week.
Please, please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing, the Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.